Very special thank you again to Sister Esther for coming and singing for us in the gospel. We pray that the Lord would bless that message to every heart. If you're not saved tonight, oh, that you would heed the call of God and the gospel. Where the Lord calls, where the Lord speaks, that you would seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Know the wonderful joy of your sins forgiven and your soul saved for time and for all of God's eternity. We thank our sister for coming. Trust the Lord will bless her and use her. She would sing for the Lord here, there and yonder as the Lord would open doors. We give again a very special word of welcome to our good brother in Christ, Mr. David Conklin. And as you know from his accent when he speaks, you know he's not from Market Hill. He's not from County Armagh, but from way down in Tipperary. And as you know, that's quite a way from this part of the vineyard. But we're very glad to have him with us here tonight. Our brother, Mr. Sammy Warnock, one of the members of our church, met with David in 2005 at the ploughing outreach and witnessed to him. And since then, David has come to know the Lord as a Saviour, brought up a Roman Catholic, has left the Church of Rome, now in fellowship with an independent Baptist work down in Nina. Tipperary, but we're going to ask him now to come and to just share with us what the Lord means to him, what the Lord has done for him, and we trust he'll feel at home in the midst tonight, that he'll know God's help and blessing, and that through his testimony that every heart and soul will be challenged and blessed in the service tonight. The Lord bless you, David.
Dead with McCarda. Dahio Cochlan is Adam Dum. God be with you, my friends. David Coughlin is my name. I come from a wee place called Ballinahinch in County Tipperary. Small village, one Roman Catholic church, one graveyard, pub, primary school, community hall. As you have heard, I was born into a traditional Roman Catholic family. I was baptized as an infant. When I was 7, I got my confession and First Holy Communion. Then when I was 12, I got confirmed. And I also was an altar boy from the age of 10 to 13. And I can tell you, in all them years, it was just religion. It was nothing about Christ. Nothing about the finished work of Christ on Calvary. Nothing whatsoever. And I went through life, always a curious individual, always curious about the afterlife, always amazed with nature and science and geography and history, always fascinated with life, but not fascinated with my Creator. And I went on and on in life, but deep down I knew I was wrong. And I first heard the gospel when I was 11 on the streets of Limerick. And I heard it many a time afterwards. And Mr. Samuel Warnock here, I'll never forget the day I met him back in September 05 down in Cork. I'll never forget his love and care as he, from the heart as he witnessed to me. And him, along with so many others, planted seeds, but the devil kept snatching him from me every time. And I'll never forget the talk I had with Sammy. Never forget it. How sincere and how genuinely concerned he was for the lost. And I went to Baptist youth meetings, streets of Limerick, Dublin. The seed was sowed so many times, and I kept putting it off. Next week, next year, you know the story, after Christmas, New Year. There was never a right time. But the thing is, there never is a right time, because when your soul gets called, you can't say, Lord, no, not today, come back next week. No. When your soul gets called, it's time to go. When you're called home, you have to go home, whether that's eternal salvation or damnation. When the time has come, when the Lord wants your soul from this earth, you have to leave. You can refuse this and refuse that, but you can't refuse that. And anyways, I just want to share with you Genesis 6:3. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know that, even know that scripture. I knew very little scripture. I knew certain things like, you know, there were certain scriptures I knew, heard in religion in school, but I was never able to tell you a verse, one verse whatsoever. And that verse has meant so much to me, because I personally believe when I came to Christ back in 2010, I personally believe it was my last chance. The last time I was told the gospel was at the ploughing back in 09 by my Baptist pastor and a Scotsman. And still, even after that, I kept putting it off. Kept putting it off. But eventually, curiosity got the better of me. Eventually, because once and for all, I was either going to find out the truth about this guy called Jesus of Nazareth, who I always honoured, always had great time for. But if I'm honest, yes, I had great time for him and all that, but I just looked at him as a historical figure to be proud of. But by grace I was saved through faith in Christ. The darkness taken off me. I used to believe in evolution, believing that wicked hoax of evolution. But the Lord showed me so many proofs that evolution was a hoax from hell. And when I came to realization about life, the real realization about life, when I came to realize that Adam and Eve were real, that they were our ancestors, and it was their mistake because of the serpent, which was Satan. And the joy as I was set free, that the power that went through me, words can just never describe it. The power of being set free, the power of knowing that you're loved, the power that no matter what good or bad you do for the rest of your life, that you're saved now and forever. That if you don't even see church ever again, that you're saved. And the freedom of it. You know, you can rejoice so much on your bad days when you're going through a rough patch. You can just rejoice and realize that, listen, this is the nearest ever to hell. This is only a glimpse of hell. That's all it is when you're going through a rough day. It's nothing compared to hell. And I'm telling you, from reading scripture, it's frightening. And there's nothing as more upsetting when funerals come round and when you go to funerals. And there's nothing more upsetting as that, because it really comes home to you. I mean, like, any funeral I go to, I don't know where they're spending eternity. Because to my knowledge, they weren't born again. And that's just so empty and void. And when I go to funerals, it bothers me. And it wakes me up. It brings me back home to remember that was once me. That was me once upon a time ago. But I do outreach all the time. Well, not all the time, but AOAP as often as possible. So far, I've had the pleasure of leading 15 souls to Christ. 14 in Dublin and one in Limerick. And there was only 12 until this weekend, but then 3 in Dublin this weekend. Praise the Lord. And I can tell you, the darkness of religion and the world are just so, so dark and eerie. It's so horrible. And I look back at it and I wonder, how did I get, you know? But you see, God is gracious. God cares. As many times as I put off the message of salvation, the Lord never gave up on me. He kept sending people. He kept putting thoughts into my head. He never gave up on me. Because he loved me. Because he really loved me. And the same for y'all. He never gave up. You know, and I look back at it like, I mean, like, why didn't he just cast me into hell? Why didn't he just finish me? But no, he didn't. He was so gracious. And I can tell you, if any of you are depending on religion, will you look away from it? Religion never saves. And I just want to read about Jesus and Nicodemus in the most important part of Scripture. And it's like when I hold this, the John 3:7 signs. It's the most important part. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And I want to say this to you now. You will have a staunch Catholic will tell you that you're saved from baptism and you're saved with confirmation and communion and all that garbage. But that's such false. That's deceit. It's of the Spirit, as Jesus clearly said to Nicodemus. And remember, Nicodemus was a religious leader, but he wasn't saved. He was like he was just a religious leader, but he didn't know the Lord. And unless he was born again, the same would happen to him. Anyways, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes and whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. And remember, that's for God so loved the world. It wasn't the Vatican or any other denomination. It was the world, even though they'll tell you it was just them. For God so loved the world, which was every Jew and Gentile, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And it's like this, I don't see purgatory mentioned there. Wonder why. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, which is so true. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And we're just talking again now. You see, unless you repent of your sins and thoroughly believe that Jesus did die on Calvary and rose from the dead on the third day, and unless you believe in the power of the finished work of the cross, the Lord will send the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. And I can tell you this much. The amount of obstacles you will overcome will knock you out. Like, this is, today is the 6th of May. The 6th of May 2009, I was still a lost soul. But glory to God, that's no longer the way. Like, 2 years ago, I was a saved person. But 3 years ago, I wasn't in the kingdom. I was still, you could say, agnostic. Well, yes, agnostic. Not totally agnostic, but curious individual. Wanting to know the truth about this, what this life is all about, but still listening to the lies and darkness of Satan. And one thing, when I was younger, I used to say, and you see, it was a doctrine of the devil, it was a purgatory. I used to say, well, listen, I don't kill anybody, I don't hurt anybody. I know I'm not perfect, I know I have my faults, I won't go to heaven, but I won't go to hell. And then, but as time went on, and from different Christians, I began to lose the belief in such a place as purgatory. And all it is just a fraud, a spiritual fraud. That's all it is. Just test yourself. Go to a Catholic priest and get him to sign a mass card and give him no cash. See how quick he'll sign it. And what gets me is, it's how blind Catholics still are when you try to tell them, when you try to evangelize to them, and when you try to tell them how simple salvation is and how it's not complicated. How all it is just a repentance, belief, and receiving. That's all it is. You can do no work, and you're not doing any works by doing that. All you're doing when you do come to the Lord is, all you're doing is putting up your hand and acknowledging that you are a sinner. You can't be saved through your own works. And yes, it is a defeat. It is like when you really come, when you really put your heart into it. And it is, yes, it is a defeat to yourself, because you're killing your old life. You're putting your old life to death. And that's exactly what it is. You're putting your life to death. And yes, it wasn't easy doing it in the end. No, it wasn't, I won't lie and tell you it was. No, it was tough all the same to just really confess that you are a guilty sinner. A guilty sinner on the road to hell. But when you do it, when you do confess, the way it just comes, the way your body just moves is just priceless. Priceless. And I can tell you this much, and the same with baptism. Baptism is such a powerful day. I was only baptized in the water on March 25th, and it was such a powerful day going into the water. Although I was already saved over 2 years, but it was just going into the water, the symbol of it, the symbol of putting your body into the water, was just a symbol of your old self dying and your spirit coming to life. And friends, I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm not Mr. Perfect. I still have my faults. Still make mistakes. And I won't be perfect. Never perfect until the second coming. And it's like this throughout life. I had a few narrow escapes in life. A few accidents I was in, but got out of them. Praise the Lord. And when I look back in it all, I realise how much the Lord still got me out of so many things, like tractor accident, van accident, Never even went as far as A&E. And I'll tell you one thing, I don't take it for granted. And I'd like to say to any of you here that have known the gospel all your life, that have got Sunday school, which I didn't get. Don't ever, 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 ever take it for granted. You don't realise how blessed you are. I mean, like, I've done Sunday school a few times in my own church, in Nina Baptist Church. I think it's beautiful. And I tell you, don't take it for granted. If only I had got Sunday school. And it's like this. Don't ever take it for granted. Like myself alone, I can't take it for granted. I mean, like, compared to somebody brought up in a traditional Catholic family 50 years ago in the Tipperary area, I had so many opportunities, and the Lord brought me to so many people, so many wonderful people like Sammy, so many godly people. And Sammy has been a great friend to me. Always there when you want to talk to him. Always given me stuff. He's been a great addition to my life. Great addition as a fellow brother in Christ. I praise the Lord for him. And he's a man like myself. He has a heart for the Lord. And he has a serious heart for the lost. And I'm the very same. I goes out in the streets. I get abuse. I've even had people threaten to hit me and all that kind of thing. But listen, that's nothing. That's nothing. Look at Peter, look at Paul. And yes, as Christians, we do get slagged. We do get abused. But it's nothing. When you go out and go out to the third world and see where Christians have been persecuted one by one, it's nothing. Nothing. And even the Catholic Church were doing the very same back at the time of the Reformation when people were getting saved. Why? Because they were losing their money. They were losing their power. And that's what they've done. Sent their army off to kill people. And yet they go along them with their thou shalt not kill. But friends, you've got to put your faith in Jesus. Doesn't matter whether you're a Catholic or a Baptist or a Free Presbyterian, it makes no difference whatsoever what denomination you go to, or what your parents were, or your parents were Christians, or any of that kind of thing, or you have in your living room, you've got 10 Bibles in the shelf. It makes no difference. When the judgment day comes, the Lord isn't going to say, oh, you have 10 Bibles and they cost you so much in this bookshop. No, 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 no. If you're depending on the law, more fool you. We've all broken the law. There's not one of us have passed the law, not one. But at least in that great judgment day, the Lord can say to us, he will say to us, what did you do with my son Jesus? And it's like this, I know I'll be welcome back in open arms, back to be with my Creator forever, face to face once and for all. And it's like the song I love, In Christ Alone. Now since curse has lost its grip on me, it means so much to me. It just makes me more and more realise how blessed I am. And friends, to live the darkness without Jesus, it's horrible, demonic, it's disgusting. It's just out of this. It's just not right. And I gave years and years, and I'm not going to keep on and on and on and on. But listen, if you've known the gospel since you were 4, and you're 54 now or whatever, it's not too late. Don't think it's any accident you're here, because it isn't an accident you're here. It's the Lord's will you're here. But this, the same has happened back in Eden 6,000 years ago, and the same with ye. When the Lord told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of life and death. And the same thing the Lord is saying here now. Follow me. And ye have your own choice. You can follow the Lord. Make your make your once and for all verbal agreement with the Lord. Or you can go home and just go to bed and forget you were ever here. But friends, you don't know the day or the hour. Life's short, life is very short. Like, we're already in the fifth month of 2012 already, like. But eternity is long. And there's no ending in eternity. It won't be 100 years or 1,000 years. Whatever you get in prison for a life sentence, 15 years or whatever, eternity never ends. And it's like Lazarus and the rich man and Father Abraham. That man is still in hell to this very day. And he'll never get out of it. And this very same will happen ye if you still reject Jesus. If you still reject the only begotten Son of God that dwelt amongst us, that was crucified, nailed to the cross, bled for all our past, present, future sins. Now, I don't know how much better, how much more decenter could it be? How more kinder, how more gracious of the Lord we have? Because if the Lord wants it, he could just send a great earthquake to this earth and just finish us all off one by one and send us to the lake of fire. But no. We broke the law. I can talk forever. The Lord never gave up. But the thing is, the final thing was for his son to be born of the Virgin Mary and to live the perfect sinless life. And Jesus gave nearly 3 years in his ministry. He showed the apostles the way to go out into the world. And we have to even look at as time goes on. We're never more blessed. I mean, like, we have every way of hearing the gospel now. We have CD players, laptops, every way. We've never had it more better. We can get a Bible in every shop going. We can buy a Bible off any website on the internet. We've never had more access to Scripture as we have to this day. So, friends, like I said, don't have the attitude I should have did it 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, or last year. The Lord's will is you're here. You're here tonight. You've heard me. And it's like this. If you die an unsaved person, you can say this guy that spoke in Market Hill Free Presbyterian Church back on the 6th of May 2012, you can say he didn't tell me about who Jesus was. You can never say that now. And that will be brought back to you. I know you're probably sucked up with the lies of the world. But listen, as time goes on, it's more and more I'm falling away from this world. It's more and more I'm actually getting to hate this world. I still love creation. I still love nature. I still love people. I still love animals. I still love wildlife. I still love them. But I'm falling, as time goes by, in over 2 years, I'm falling more and more away from the world. And I tell you, it's all for the best. And it's like this, I am in this world, but I'm certainly not of this world. Certainly not. And all it is, you see, it's just so easy, and it's not complicated. It's not complicated. The Word of God says so. It's like the good thief in Calvary. He got saved on his deathbed. And it's like this, not many people do have a deathbed. Or many people just go to bed, perfect bill of health, maybe as fit as anything. How many people go to bed and never see the morning? That could be ye. And it could be me as well, but if it is, I know where my soul has gone to. And I mean, like, it's like this, your grave is only a temporal home. Your grave is only going to be there until Christ comes back. And when Christ Jesus comes back, when we're when we're reunited with our bodies. So you needn't think that by having all your grave, having all this rest in peace, that's not going to, that's only words. That won't save you. Not in the least bit. Come to Jesus tonight. Now is the time. As the Word of God says, He won't always strive at men. We are only men and women. We're a fallen race. We're not capable of doing things by ourselves. We're not capable of doing anything right by ourselves. It's like Paul in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that applies to every one of us here. And that's why every time I go out witnessing, I always remember that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I just want to briefly read Romans 10. Okay. Now, 7. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what said it? The word is nigh thee, which means the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God's word even tells you, once you call on him, you will be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? So God's word says so, as Paul was telling the Romans back then. And it's the same scripture today. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, today, yesterday, today, and forever. Salvation is not complicated. Man makes it complicated. It's not the Lord's fault that I wasn't saved sooner. I was a chancer, spiritual chancer, with a capital S. Friends, don't put it off. Please, don't put it off. Don't. If you're a Catholic, if you're a fellow Catholic here tonight, will you please, how can you depend on them? They're only a multinational corporation. That's all they are. They're only out for money. They've no hope. Even their Holy Father can't even be sure of heaven. And they're so evil to say that they have authority over scriptures. No. Scriptures has authority over us. And you fellow Roman Catholics that are here tonight, if there's any of you here, please, forget about them. Multinational company, there's plenty of them in this world. That's all they are. All they are is an Italian organization with a lot of branches. That's all they are. They're just wolves in sheep's clothing. That's all they are. Anyways, I'm going to come to a close, and I'd like to say to you, I'll be at the back of the church. If anybody, I can't save anybody, only the Lord can save. I can save nobody, I can only lead you. And if anybody wants to speak to me afterwards, I'm in no hurry at home whatsoever. If I have to go to your houses, that's no problem. If you don't want to talk to me down the back of the church, I accept that. Because I know, because you probably don't want to be seen talking to me in public. And that's fine, because I know, because you're probably conscious of who's watching you. And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. But if that's so, please just give me your phone number and address, and I'll be over to you as soon as I can. Like I say, I can't save you. I can only lead you to the path of salvation. That's all I can do. I can only tell you about it. And if you'd like me to elaborate more and show you more places in the verses in the Word of God where it says it, I will show you no problem whatsoever. And I'll humbly listen to you. You can come down and talk to me. I'm in no hurry away. If I'm here till 7 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't bother me in the least bit. All you do is come down, talk to me. You can ask me anything you like. Anything at all. And like I said, if you don't want to talk to me here, just give me your address and phone number, and as soon as I can, I'll be out to you. Friends, we've no guarantee you'll be here next week. Come to Jesus. Come to him. Now is the time. And when that the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you, it's just priceless. No money, no copper or silver can buy it. Nothing can buy it. Nothing can buy it. And it's all free, and it's here for you. Come tonight. Jesus is, as he says in Revelation 3:20, which I'll read that again. And behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Now remember, Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart tonight. But he's not going to force his way in. It's up to you to open the door and welcome him in. And that's all you have to do, is welcome him into your heart, and you will be saved. Repent, believe, and receive, and you'll be saved now and forever. You don't even have to go to church ever again. You don't have to do any good deed for anyone ever again. Because the Roman Church makes out it's the way of salvation. No. Church is not meant for that. Church is fellowship. Church is where you make friends and develop relationships with fellow Christians and sing and listen to the scriptures and learn and develop your spirit. That's what churches were built for. Not for a way of salvation, because no bricks or mortar will save you. No statues will save you. A church is a fellowship. It's where you develop your spiritual life. And as Jesus says, when two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Flee from sin, flee from religion, flee from the world. Come to Jesus tonight. And I've said already, come down if you want to talk to me, come down and speak to me. And like I said, if you don't speak to me, address and phone number, and I'll be out to you as soon as I can. Okay, slán go fóill, agus díir dúibh. Bye for now, and God be with you. Thank you, friends. God bless you.